assimilated people to the point that they really feel a part of it. And just going to committees doesn't make people feel a part of it, or voting on whether we should have that addition doesn't make them feel a part of it. When they've given their sweat, blood, and tears to that nursery department, to the music department, and they have friends, they've been assimilated with many friends and brought their friends who have received salvation and nurturance, then they love to give. The upside of it is morale will be happier, will be up, when the church understands itself as being the assimilation point. And I found that when you have an action-oriented group, morale is always high. They don't have time to piddle around with unimportant stuff. Sixthly, I truly believe that the church that begins to see everyone deployed to action as a definition of assimilation will accomplish 1,000% more than it would otherwise. And in fact, 2 or 3 years ago, our giving per person was abysmal. It was sinful. And we prayed and felt like God gave us the answer. We were to do a three-part series on giving and sharing your spiritual gifts and talk about maturing in Christ. And our aim really was to lessen our attendance by about 500 people because we felt that's all we could pay for. Well, and we did. We dropped down a few hundred, only about 3, 4. But our giving skyrocketed, and our participation in sharing their gifts went like from 700 to 1,800 people. We were a better church. We were a stronger church, and we began to accomplish more than we ever had. In fact, a friend of mine has a beautiful illustration to picture the power of people working together on a grassroots level. You know, he just says when he gets up in the morning and it's his turn to make the bed, it takes him anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 minutes to make the bed totally. But when he and his wife make the bed together, one gets on one side and one on the other, it takes him 20 seconds. And I thought, that's exactly right. When we do not view ourselves as the paid folks and the people come get entertained or consume spiritual growth or whatever, when we're all one and we're doing it together, things get done more effectively. The other benefit is lay people driving churches is more palatable in today's world. I don't think anyone is unaware of the fact that the Mormon church is thriving. The Mormon church, by and large, is totally and thoroughly a lay-focused church. How do we explain their growth? I mean, these are some unusual beliefs they have. And I have met friends who are Mormons who know their beliefs are a little odd and don't care because they've been so thoroughly enmeshed in and own so much the processes of their group life there. When our churches begin to have lay people who are the primary driving force in bringing people and including them and driving ministries and care and small group, and the pastor does a good job preaching and teaching as Timothy says we are to do, and there's decent management joined by paid and lay people, I think a very visibly lay-driven church attracts lay people. We don't.